Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we are lucky to be joined by one of the 30 young Mandela Washington Fellows that were in Washington under the program.
My name is Kudakwashe Makuzwa and I'm from Harare, Zimbabwe. I'm the co-founder and managing director of Anaya Investments, which is an agro-based company, do farming in Zimbabwe, in Shamba District.
Kuda, you were one of the three Zimbabweans that were awarded a grant. Tell us a little bit about this. How did this come about?
This grant came about because I was part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship under the Business and Entrepreneurship Track for 2015. So if you're under the Business and Entrepreneurship Track, there is a competition that you can compete for a grant from the USAGF. They support grants up to 25,000 of business people and entrepreneurs who may have an idea, like as a startup, or who may have a business running already but needs funds to scale up their businesses. It was open to all people that were under the Business and Entrepreneurship Track, so I applied in that track.
How many of you applied, and what do you think made your business be able to be awarded this grant?
In total, there were 175 people that applied for this grant. One is this grant to do honey production or beekeeping. And why I think that my project stood out is that it was clear on its social impact, because I'm going to do this in the form of a cooperative where I'll identify women who are in the Shamba District, women that I've been working with for a long time in farming, but because of inconsistent incomes, they are failing to adequately provide for their families. So my impact was quite clear that if you do beekeeping, there's that extra income source that is coming to me and to these women, and it will go a long way in empowering them and their families. That's the thing that was clear about this project, is that as beekeeping, if you do beekeeping, it goes beyond just bringing in the money. It is also an environmental bias, in the sense that bees act as pollinators. In Zimbabwe, we've started experiencing lower yields for our cropping because we are killing all our pollinators through wildfires and through the use of pesticides. The other thing is that if you are owning beehives, it means that you cannot let your bees get burnt when the wildfires come. So we'll do more in terms of putting out fire guards. So that it was quite clear on its impact. And it was also clear on its financial footing, in the sense that after doing everything, I'm empowering the people. If you sell the honey, you're able to sustain the project. So there was a clear aspect on sustainability. So because of that, it actually stood out amongst other projects.
How many women are you hoping to be working with? And also, okay, did you get like a big check, or how does the money get dispersed?
Initially, I plan to work with 10 women, and these women have got a clear profile about themselves and their families. I'm looking at women that are either widowed or single or even married, but do not have that consistent income. So those are the women that I'm targeting, and they are living in the rural areas, particularly in the Shamba District. This money is a total of 25,000, but you just don't get it as 25,000. You need to firstly put in a revised and clear budget of what exactly are you going to be doing, of what exactly are you going to be buying, and have documents to back that up. It comes in three batches, which you should justify why you need that first batch. For example, for myself, I would obviously need to identify the women. I would need to buy the beehives. I would need to identify the person or the consultant who is an expert in beekeeping. So I'll just be putting monetary values to that, and then justify, and then ask for the first batch of the money to come in, and then I'll start implementing. So it doesn't come as a full 25,000 check. It comes in batches after justification.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Kudakwashe Makuzwa, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you, Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.